All right, you podcasters. I am super excited to come on today to talk about blessings in the pain. If I had to title this topic on today, I would title it Blessings in the Pain. I'll be coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. And the backdrop of this is Apostle Paul's letter to the Corinthians, and he's talking about pain specifically. And this is not what we call the most popular thing to talk about on today, because come on now, who wants to talk about pain? Who wants to talk about a difficult time in their lives? Who wants to talk about something that they're being challenged with? Who wants to talk about betrayal? Who wants to talk about suffering? Who wants to talk about rejection? Who wants to talk about adultery? Who wants to talk about being lied to, being let down, being disappointed? No one wants to talk about those things. As a matter of fact, no one really wants to associate those things with Christ. But the truth of the matter is that Christ was betrayal. He was betrayal for silver, 52 pieces of silver. He was betrayal for. Judas betrayed him, someone that he loved. And if he had not been betrayed, he would not have made it to the cross and endured the ultimate pain to allow us to enter into salvation and have our sins pardoned, to be able to enter in to the Father. So on today, I thank God for the pain. On today, I thank God for you being able to listen to what I'm getting ready to bring forth on today. I'm thanking God for the trials and the tribulations that's happened since we've had our last interaction. And I'm thanking God for what he's doing in your life on today. Again, if I had to title today's topic, it would be Blessings in the Pain. We're coming out of 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 3 through 10. And we're going to jump right in. I'm going to just begin reading. But right before I begin reading, I want you to understand that God can comfort you in the pain. A lot of the time when we go through different things in our lives, we turn to a lot of different things before we turn to God to comfort us in the pain. And I love this chapter that we're getting ready to read, because Apostle Paul reminds us that God offers us comfort in all things. And he specifically points out pain. And he doesn't just point it out as a simple backdrop, but he points it out and gives himself in a situation that he goes through as he's walking along with Christ, a personal situation that he has experienced, and talks about how God has comforted him in it. And see, I love it when we can talk about something that we've gone through and then express the scriptures on top of that. It just brings so much more substance to what God is trying to do. And it also allows the believer to see the scriptures in a deeper light. And that's what I want to try to do for you on today, so that you can be able to not disassociate yourself with the pain and not look for a medicine outside of Christ for the pain, but you can be able to say, you know what? In all things, God is going to bless me. You can be able to look at your pain and know that God is working things out for your good. You can be able to look at your pain and you can pull down those truths of God and say, you know what? I'm an overcomer. I'm a more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, that he's working this out for my good, that even though he slays me, I will yet trust him. You can begin to pull down the scriptures of Christ and begin to pour them over your life and say, you know what? Lord, I trust you in the pain. See, we have to get to a place that when life begins to happen to us, because life's going to happen to you whether you want it to or not. If you live long enough, life's going to happen to you, and it's going to happen to you. Good things, bad things, settled things, mediocre things. If you live long enough, something challenging is going to come your way. And I would even venture to say that if you live long enough, pain is going to knock at your door. How do I know that? I don't know that just because I read about it in a self-help book. I don't know that just because someone told me that. I don't know that just because of happenstance. I know that because I've personally been walking with God long enough to know that when I've endured personal pain, that He's been there to comfort me. And even over this last season, I've endured some things that I would have never thought would have come my way. But guess what? God has been faithful. Faithful in all things. And even when the pain seemed excruciating, even when the pain seemed agonizing to the place that I said, you know what, I would have never thought, or Lord, I would have never thought I can get through this. And I'm going to guarantee you that sometimes pain can get to a place that you are just like, you know what, I don't think I'm going to make it through this. But I'm going to tell you, people of God, on today, all of my listeners, if you are even at the brink of pain and you are feeling as if you are not going to make it, if you're feeling discouraged on today, if you're feeling that you don't know who you can turn to, I'm telling you on today and speaking life over you today, because God is life and He wants you to have that more abundantly, that you're going to be okay, that you have comfort in God in the pain. And I want you to really, really anchor yourself in what we're going to talk about today, that you don't have to be tossed to and fro like a ship without a sail, that you have a reference point, and your reference point is Christ. You don't have to have a reference point that's a friend that can be fickle. How many of you know on today that people can be fickle? Oh, come on now. I know that y'all know that people can be fickle on today. One minute they're in your corner, one minute they're not in your corner. I'm going to tell you, as I was going through a very challenging time, and as I'm walking through it with Christ and healing out of it even now, I found myself in a place that I didn't know who I could turn to. I didn't know who I could trust other than God. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. That's actually a good thing, because God wants us to turn to Him for comfort. His arms are wide open for us. Wide open for us. He's saying, I love you, daughter. I love you, son. Come to me so I can give you rest. That's what He wants to do. He wants to give you rest on today. You don't have to be running around seeking after people to give you rest. Because how many of you know when we experience pain, and stay with me now, because I'm going to get to the scriptures, but I just want to minister to you for a moment before we do a deep dive in. How many of you know when you are going through a difficult time and you are experiencing pain, we oftentimes try to seek the fastest way to pleasure. Whenever you're in pain, we try to seek the fastest way to pleasure. What that means is you want to stop the pain from happening as soon as possible, because it's an uncomfortable feeling. It's not a place that we want to be. And pain can come in all different forms, shapes, and sizes. It don't discriminate against anybody. Pain knocks on anybody's door if you live long enough. I told you, pain comes in emotional pain. Pain comes in spiritual pain. Pain comes in physical pain. Pain comes in all shapes and sizes. And when it comes to meet you on today, you have to know that you know that you know that you know that God, when God's for you, that the whole entire world can be against you. But if you stand in Him, that He's going to keep you through the pain. So let's jump right into our scriptures. I said that I was in 2 Corinthians, first chapter, verses 3 through 10. Now, this is a lot of scripture, and I'm going to just deep dive right in and read it so that we can begin to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us by way of the word. Now, again, this is the Apostle Paul talking about pain and how we should rely on God in the time of pain so that we can get true comfort in God, not comfort in things, but comfort in God. So I'm going to jump right in. It says, all praise to the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. He comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort others when others are troubled. We will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. You can be sure that the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. So when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your benefit and salvation. For when God comforts us, it is so that we in turn can be an encouragement to you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that as you share in suffering, you will also share God's comfort. I think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and completely overwhelmed. We thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we learned not to rely on ourselves, but on God who raised the dead. And he delivered us from the mortal danger. And we are confident that he will continue to deliver us. How many of you know that God will deliver you and he will continue to deliver you? This is Apostle Paul talking. I want to reread this. Paul says in verses 8, he says, I think you ought to know this, dear brothers and sisters. I think this is worth repeating. He's basically saying, I think you need to know this. I think y'all need to hear this. He's basically saying, for those of you who are experiencing pain right now in this very hour, at this very minute, at this very second, I think you ought to know this. And he's basically saying, and pain don't discriminate. He's saying, every brother, every sister, you ought to know this about trouble we went through in the province of Asia. He's basically saying the pain that he experienced in the province of Asia, they were crushed and completely overwhelmed. He's saying he was basically overwhelmed with this pain. This kind of pain he experienced, Paul used the word that he was crushed. He thought that he wouldn't even live through that. Let's pause for a minute on there. I'm going to pause for a minute and anchor right there. How many of you are experiencing the type of pain that you feel crushed? Remember at the start of this, I said I was going through a season of agonizing pain. That's what agonizing pain feels like. And it's in a way of crushing you. And you don't even know if you're going to make it through it. That's the kind of pain I was feeling, a crushing that Paul is talking about. He said, I didn't even know if I was going to live through it. He said, in fact, we expected to die. He said, but as a result, we learned to rely not on ourselves, but on God who raised the dead. See, sometimes I've learned that when God takes you through a situation that is so beyond you, and I like to say beyond you because when you experience a crushing feeling or a pain so agonizing, we can take death, a loss of a child, a loss of a spouse. Imagine being with someone for so long, year after year after year, and all of a sudden they die. Imagine having a mother or a father die out of your life, someone you really, really love. Imagine being betrayed by a confidant, a friend that you truly cared about. It made me step back in time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how he loves the 12 disciples, and he sees Judas, and Judas comes and kisses him and betrays him, and he basically looks and tells Judas to hurry up and do what you must do, and Judas gives him a kiss. Think about that. The very person you love is betraying you, and that's a crushing feeling if you take a moment to think about that. Think about being married to someone for years and they decide to walk out of the door and leave your life. It's a crushing and agonizing feeling. And there's not a comfort on earth that can necessarily help you through that. You have to turn to God. So when I read this, Paul, I could put myself in Paul's shoes and understand what Paul is saying. Paul said, I think you ought to know this, brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in Asia. We were crushed and completely overwhelmed. We thought we were going to die. He said, we didn't think we were going to live through it. In fact, I thought I was not even going to make it. He said, as a result, he learned something. See, the key is as a result. I want you to look at your neighbor or even look at yourself in the mirror right now. Or if you don't have a mirror, take your index finger and point on your chest and say, you know what? But as a result, point to yourself and say, but as a result. Because see, I need you to know that there's a comma next to the pain and after the comma, but as a result. Say it again, but as a result. Say it again, but as a result. Say it one more time, but as a result. See, as a result of that, Paul is saying to us that God can raise the dead. But as a result, he learned something. He learned not to rely on himself. Sometimes the crushing comes because God didn't promise us that we weren't going to suffer. He didn't promise us that. Matter of fact, he told us we should be glad to suffer alongside him. See, when we suffer alongside him, we can be grateful and assured that we're going to get our crown in heaven. We should be glad to suffer with him. But as I think about this crushing pain and I take my index finger and I point to myself and I say, but as a result, I've learned to not rely on myself. Because see, sometimes God will take you to a place of pain that you have to not rely on yourself. There, and you can't rely on nobody around you. See, if you find yourself in a place of pain that you feel like you're running in a circle. Have you felt like you was running in a circle that you didn't have anybody? Remember I said you didn't have anybody to talk to, or everyone you talking to just can't provide you with the right answer, and or they say something and it only alleviates the pain for a couple minutes, a couple seconds, and then all of a sudden it feels like it's rushing back in again, and then you feel like you're running to the next person for another answer to get the pain to simmer down, and then you run into the next person for the next answer to get the pain to simmer down, and then you run into the next person for the next answer. If you feel that way right now, I'm telling you, this is for you. Point to yourself and say, but as a result of, that's you relying on yourself. When you stop running to everybody else and you get to that pace of being tired. See, I know you're tired right now. You get to a place where the pain is so excruciating that you begin to get tired. And you say, Lord, just relieve the pain. If you can just relieve this pain, I can begin to move into the area that you want me to move. And you keep asking him, if you could relieve this pain, it's like Paul said, if you could take this thorn out of my side, I could do better for you. I could preach more for you. I could work harder for you. If you could just remove this. And God says, but in your weakness, you are made strong. In your weakness, I am made strong. In your weakness, I am made strong. It's like when I say a point to yourself and say, but as a result of not relying on yourself, you can begin to rely on God to comfort you in the pain. So let's go back to 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. I'm still down and working verses 8 when Paul is talking to the brothers and the sisters about his experience in Asia. And I love this so much because when he's talking about being crushed and how he got to a point of being crushed, how he just didn't know what else to do, but he got to a place in his spirit that he couldn't rely on himself anymore. So he had to rely on God and the God who raised the dead. See, he recognized who he was relying on and the reputation of who he was relying on. He said, but on the God who raised the dead. He said he learned not to rely on ourselves, but on the God who raised the dead. So he's telling you God's reputation. He's relying on the God, not just any God. See, I need you to anchor on that today. He's not relying on just any God, but he's relying on the God who raised the dead, the God who has life, the God who has heaven and hell in his hand. He's relying on the God who raised the dead, and he did deliver us from mortal danger. And we are confident that he will continue to deliver us. See, this is what I took out of this. When I read this about Paul, Paul is saying when he got to a place of crushing, so agonizing, pain, so excruciating, meaning that it's out of your control. Yes, I'm speaking to the person that the pain feels out of your control, that the situation and the circumstance is beyond you. You don't know what to do. You don't have the answers. You've done all you know to do. Matter of fact, I'm talking to the person You've picked up the bottle and you started drinking the pain away. You started sexing the pain away. You've been shopping the pain away. You didn't max out the credit cards on the pain. You didn't listen to 15 televangelists and the pain is still there. You've been talking to everybody on the phone and the pain is still there. The pain is waking up with you in the morning. You're eating breakfast and the pain is sitting at the table. You're driving in the car and the pain is getting in the car with you as you unlock the door in the morning and going to work with you. You at the light. It's at the stoplight with you. I'm talking about this pain is at the grocery store while you shopping. This pain won't leave you alone. It keeps waking up and telling you hello. This is the kind of pain I'm talking about. It just won't leave you alone. It's the kind of pain that when you lay down at night, and you just got done praying. This pain is laying down with you in the bed at night. It's trying to woo you when God should be wooing you. This is the kind of pain I'm talking about. It's the kind of pain that crushes you. It's the kind of pain that you're saying, Lord, how did I get in this place? How did this happen to me? You asking God all the questions and asking him why. This is the person I'm talking to on today. This is the pain that I'm addressing on today. I'm not talking about the kind of pain, the rinky dink pain. I'm talking about the deep rooted pain. I'm talking about people that feel abandoned in their spirits, folks that's feeling lonely out there, folks that's then walked out the door on you. I'm talking about you didn't put your heart and soul into the ministry and the ministry just let you down. I'm talking about the person you depended on is gone out your life. Your child just up and left. I'm saying this kind of deeply rooted pain that's crushing you, God will comfort you in it. Paul has given us evidence of it in this word on today that you don't have to rely on yourself. It's okay. I know you've been running around looking for the answer, but Paul said he did the same thing. He did the same thing, relied upon himself. And when he did that, when he ran out of himself, he came to himself and started to rely on God, not just any God, but the God that raised the dead, the God that wrote, that went into the tomb and told Lazarus to get up. I'm not talking about just any God, y'all. I'm talking about the God who raised Lazarus. I'm talking about the God who told the man who lay by the pool 38 years to pick up his mat and walk. I'm talking about the God who spit on his hand and asked the man, what do you see? And the man said, I see men walking like trees, and God knew that it was a process and touched his eyes again, and the man could see. I'm talking about the God who took the lepers and healed the 10 lepers and told them to show themselves to the priest and address the one who came back and said, we're all the nine. I'm talking about that God who sent Jesus Christ on the cross to die for our sins, who is the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about that God who raised the dead. See, rely on him because he wants to comfort you. And I'm not just saying this. I'm saying it because I know this. I'm saying it because he's comforting me right now in my time of pain. He's walking me through it on a day-to-day basis. I'm waking up and he's saying, you know what, Jasmine? Continue to walk with me and I'm going to give you life and that much more abundantly. God will bless you in the pain. How many of you know that God will continue to bless you in the pain? I had to step back the other day and say, Lord, I thank you for having access to you. How many of you know that to be a child of God, you have now entered into a place to not just be a new creature, but you have been giving access to things that the world don't have access to. That's why you're in the world, but not of the world. God has given you access. He said, access is granted unto you. So now I have access to be able to talk to him. Access to comfort that's beyond all compare. I have access to things that are above all I could think or imagine. I have access to healing. I have access to the truths of God. I have access to revelation. I have access to all the principles of God that are yes and amen. See, you have access now. So going through the pain, God's going to bless you. Nothing is done and nothing is wasted. You can count the pain unto honor that God's going to bless you in the pain. Jeremiah 29 and 11, and you know I was going to say it before I got off of this podcast. I say it on every podcast. That's my favorite scripture. Jeremiah 29 and 11. You know it. He knows the plans that he has for you. This pain is not to hurt you or to hinder you. This pain that you are going through is to give you a hope in a future. It's to give you a hope in a future. This is to build perseverance in you. It's to build character in you. It's to develop you. It's to allow you to have the evidence of the Holy Spirit in you, the fruits of it by evidence, love, suffering, kindness, joy, all those things that we know to be good and true. This pain that you have, oh, it's going to bless you. This pain is going to allow you to go and minister to someone else that's in pain. See, you are going to walk out of this and you are going to know that you wore the shirt. And when you know that you know that you know that you wore the shirt, you're going to be able to identify someone else who's going through the same kind of pain. You're going to say, well, you know what? I identify what you're going through and I can sympathize and empathize with you right now. But not only that, I don't have to just sympathize and empathize with you. I can decree and declare over your life because I've already conquered that which you're in right now. And you can speak to that thing because you've already overcame it. See, I'm thankful on today because Paul said it at the start of the scripture. He said, all praise unto God, the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the source. He is the source of our supply. He said that he comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort others. See, the reason for your pain is not for you. It's for you to comfort others. When others are troubled, see, I'm reading right out of the scripture. I'm not just making this up, y'all. I'm back into the scriptures that I said we was anchored on today. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm reading verses 4. Verses 4 says, he comforts us in all troubles so that we can comfort others. Why are you going through the pain? This is why you're going through the pain. You're going through the pain because he comforts us in all troubles so that we can comfort others. When others are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. See, this is a good thing. You can be sure that the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. See, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. You are going through this to be able to be a blessing to someone else. You are going through this to be able to be a blessing to someone else and to know that he comforts us in the pain so that we can comfort others. So as God comforts us in the pain, we're able to minister that same comfort to someone else that's in pain. Isn't that an awesome and beautiful picture of being Christ-like? Because he created us in his image. In his image, blew his breath in us. We are moving and living expressions of him. We are operating like him. So he's comforting us in our excruciating, crushing pain that Paul talks about, that agonizing pain. And then when we come out on the other side by way of the God who delivers us, we're able to comfort someone else. And when we comfort someone else, they're able to see God high and lifted up. How many of you know that that's an awesome and beautiful picture on today? They can see God high and lifted up in their pain through us. Oh, well, that brings glory to God. Turning to God doesn't mean that our pain is always immediately fixed. That's one thing I want you to take away on today, because oftentimes we think if we turn to God that the pain is supposed to immediately go away. It's not always immediately fixed, and I can attest to that. I've been walking through a situation for years, and I felt like the pain just continued to excruciate until a point of crushing. God doesn't always immediately take the pain away. However, what he did show me However, I say that again, what he did show me is how he can comfort me in the pain through the whole entire situation, even up until now, where I felt everything just completely fell apart. God has been there to strengthen me. God has been there to encourage me, and God has been there to provide me with hope. I've never felt hopeless. Have I felt tired, confused, and frustrated? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm here to tell you on today Those are all emotions that you're going to feel. You're going to feel confused. You're going to not understand. But lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Lean unto God in this hour. Allow him to just comfort you. Rest in him. Rest in him so that he might give you peace. Draw nigh unto him, and he will draw nigh unto you. See, the more we suffer, the comfort of God will give us peace. If you feel overwhelmed, even now, anybody that's listening, as I get ready to come to a close, if you feel overwhelmed, allow God to comfort you. Every trial that you endure will help you to comfort other people who are suffering with similar problems. Every trial that you endure will allow you to comfort someone else who's suffering with similar problems. And on that, I will end. Oh, gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you on today. God, we thank you for your son. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit leading and guiding us into all truth. I decree and declare everyone under the sound of my voice will begin to see you high and lifted up in this season, God, that they won't be overshadowed with the pain. They won't be overshadowed with the pandemic. They won't be overshadowed with the cares of life, but they will allow the Holy Spirit to begin to rain and shower in their lives and overwhelm them and woo them with your love and with your comfort in the pain. And as you begin to woo them and as you begin to comfort them in the pain, they'll begin to have revelation and be inspired in such a new and higher way in you. God, I decree and declare that they'll begin to understand you. I decree and declare that they'll begin to be comforted in you. I decree and declare that they will begin to pull nigh unto you as you'll begin to pull nigh unto them. God, we love you. We praise you. And we ask all these things in your darling son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'll be coming on again to bless you guys in the next couple days. But I pray that this lesson on blessing in the pain has been such an inspiration to you on today, that you won't be lost in your circumstance, that you know that God has a purpose for you, even now in the pain, that there's nothing too hard for God. I love you. And until next time, be blessed, and be blessed.